Now, the SNP will publish a paper this week setting out the case for devolving responsibility for the Crown Estate from Westminster to the Scottish Parliament. The news comes as MPs from the Scottish Affairs Committee arrive in Shetland for 2 days of meetings with the local community. Our reporter John Johnson has been with the MPs in Lerwick.
The Crown Estate administers Scotland's seabed and most of its foreshore. It's big business, earning the Crown millions of pounds a year in rent and production levies. In Shetland, fish farming is worth around £140 million a year to the island's economy. Hundreds of tons of salmon are grown in cages dotted in vows around the coastline, and around a third of the mussels produced in Scotland are grown here. General Manager of Shetland Aquaculture, David Sanderson, says his members are angry because they get very little in return from the levies and rent they pay to the Crown Estate.
We want to see there's accountability for the sums of money that are being taken out of our industry and other industries in Shetland, and we want to make sure there's good mechanisms to allow us to liaise properly under a set of clear guidelines and how we manage to get the best return on that investment. We're not saying that we want to see anything for free. We just want to see that that money is put to good use, because we see it as an additional tax on our activities. For the population of Shetland, there's a disproportionate amount of money coming out from the Crown Estate.
The Scottish Affairs Select Committee heard from themselves those concerns from fish farmers. Labour MP for Glenrothes and Central Fife, Lindsay Roy, is one of its members.
I think what will come out is an evaluation of how effective the Crown Estate is and the views of the people in the local community, the various interest groups who are involved with the Crown Estate and the partnerships they have with them.
Now, one of the main concerns you heard was that the amount of money that the Crown Estate take out of the Shetland economy from fish farmers. What do you say to those concerns, the rental and the production levies?
I think that's something that needs to be reviewed. It's very clear from the evidence I've had that the whole role of the Crown Estate needs to be reviewed, and we're taking that evidence into account and we'll publish our report shortly.
But External Relations Manager with the Crown Estate, Tom Mallows, says they do reinvest some of their revenues in Shetland.
What we do is we try and make sure that those industries that we rely on for the incomes are sustainable, and that we're feeding back into the communities in terms of supporting research. For example, we've helped out with harmful algal bloom detection systems in and around Shetland. We've provided £10,000 to the Lerwick Boating Club so that youngsters can have a better facility on which to store their boats.
Last year, how much did the Crown Estate put back into Shetland?
It's difficult to say precisely how much we put back in. I've given you a couple of examples there. You know, £10,000 into the sailing and boating activities. Of course, it's important to say that ultimately, any revenues that we take go back into the public purse.
The committee's visit to Shetland comes as the SNP government prepares to publish a paper later this week setting out the case for responsibility for the Crown Estate to be transferred from Westminster to the Scottish Parliament. MSP Dave Thompson represents the Highland constituency of Skye, Lochaber and Badenoch.
It's very important, I think, that we get power, the Crown Estate powers devolved to Scotland. There are massive resources around Scotland's shores, and they belong to the communities around our coasts, and we've got to make sure that they actually benefit from it, and that the development funds, etc., which will be made from the Crown Estate, from the coastline, don't just go down to the Treasury in London. The Select Committee, if it really does approach this with an open mind, I think the arguments are sound, they are strong, it's logical and it's sensible to devolve this to Scotland.
The Crown Estate say the calls for devolving powers are a matter for the governments in both London and Edinburgh. Tom Mallows again.
It's a matter for the two governments to agree how they would like to see the Crown Estate managed in and around Scotland.
The committee is expected to publish its findings in the autumn.